A U.S. Army helicopter gunship was shot down over west central Iraq today. U.S. Central Command also reported the crash of an F-16 fighter, apparently due to a mechanical malfunction. The crews were not harmed. These developments coincided with at least two major military operations that Army spokesmen say are currently underway north of Baghdad. U.S. forces are responding to a wave of increasingly sophisticated attacks by Iraqi gunmen that have left 10 American soldiers dead in the last 2.5 weeks. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
For the first time since the collapse of the Iraqi army last April, the U.S. military announced Iraqi fighters succeeded in bringing down an Apache helicopter. Lieutenant General David McKiernan is commander of U.S. forces in Iraq.
We did have an Apache that was struck by a hostile fire. Both pilots are fine, and it was involved in an operation that we've had over the last 24 to 48 hours. That operation is still ongoing, so I won't go into any more specifics.
According to U.S. Central Command, this operation began at 1:45 this morning when aircraft bombed a so-called terrorist training camp some 90 miles north of Baghdad. Central Command says U.S. troops then moved into the region and engaged in a firefight with those inside the camp. In recent weeks, American soldiers have been the targets of almost daily ambushes in central and western Iraq, areas populated by Sunni Arabs who provided the main core of support for Saddam Hussein's regime. Late last Sunday, U.S. troops launched Peninsula Strike in this region. It's described as the largest military operation since the end of the war. The main target was a town on the Tigris River called Dalaiya. More than 4,000 U.S. soldiers, backed by warplanes, Apache helicopters, and patrol boats, surrounded the town in a pre-dawn raid. The troops then went house to house, detaining nearly 400 men and boys. The community is still reeling from the occupation. Residents were both grief-stricken and furious at a funeral service today for two locals who died during the first night of the operation. They insisted no one in the town had attacked the Americans.
I am Abdullah. They killed my brother and my cousin without reason. If there is a reason, if anyone shoot a bullet in this area, in this island, against the American troops, okay, no problem. But no one, believe me, no one shoot any bullets, till the bullets off the pistol. No one shoot.
American Army officers on the scene tell a much different story. Captain Matthew Cunningham says his men invaded Dalaiya only after receiving intelligence reports that members of Washington's list of most wanted Iraqis were hiding in the town.
The first night we were here, I received sniper fire in my company AO. From across the river. Boats in and around the area received RPG fire, so there's a disconnect somewhere.
Today, hostility towards the foreign troops was apparent in a pool hall in Dalaiya's central square. As they watched American tanks and Humvees drive through the town, the youths in the pool hall called them occupiers and terrorists. The only decoration in the room was a portrait of Iraq's ousted president, Saddam Hussein. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dalaiya, Iraq.